This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to this week's episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I am talking about detox this week. So some of you may have seen on my socials, I'm currently offering a free Radiant Radiant Reset Hormone Detox for Perimenopausal Women. Yeah, it's a mouthful, but I kind of feel like it needed it because I guess, okay, let's start at the beginning. Detox is something that when I was in more conventional medicine, I just thought it was a scam, right? I just thought this was something that we didn't need it. We have a liver, we have other organs of detoxification. Why do we need to do a detox, in inverted commas? But since I have trained and studied natural medicine and understand our environmental exposures to toxins so much more, and I kind of suspect there's more research done on it these days as well, I've realized that this is actually something that, particularly for women, is really important that we do probably twice a year, is to take some steps to support our body to naturally detox itself. Okay, so I've been very careful with my use of language there. You don't do a detox. I still don't feel that that's the right language. We are going through a little period where we do the things that would help support our body's own natural detox processes. So let's talk a little bit more about this reasoning, I guess, behind going through a bit of a detox program. So as I mentioned, we have a number of organs of detoxification. I know we often just think of the liver when we're thinking of detox, and you often hear of liver detox, but we have numerous organs of detoxification. And in fact, our skin is one of the biggest ones. I mean, our skin is our biggest organ just generally, but our skin obviously secretes sweat, and toxins can come out through the skin. Our digestive system is also an organ of detoxification. That's a huge one, obviously, for our fecal pathway is where a lot of our toxins are released from. Our urinary pathway, or our kidneys, our lymphatic system, also a big part of our detox system. And the lungs are also organs of detoxification. So there's quite a lot of, when you think about it, complexity to the system. But often we do focus on the liver because the liver is just the critical part, I guess, of all of this. And you know what? Our liver really hasn't developed very much from when we were cave people, but our environment has changed dramatically, particularly if you live in an urban area or a semi-urban area, if you live in an area where there may be factories around you, if you live in an area where there is, you know, lots of cars, traffic, that kind of thing. Because the thing is, there are a lot of chemicals in our environment that we're absorbing every single day that you're not even going to be necessarily either aware of or thinking about. So if you think about every time you fill out the car, you're inhaling fumes, which do contain toxins. When you're handling EFTPOS receipts, they contain, believe it or not, this blew my mind when I read about this, but yes, they contain chemicals that are what we call xenoestrogens. So that's X-E-N-O estrogens. And these are chemicals that mimic estrogen in our body. So you can imagine, as a woman, that is really important to be managing. And I mean, men also obviously have estrogen, and toxins can affect our other hormones as well. But it is really estrogens, particularly xenoestrogens, that I want to zero in on today, talking about toxins. And just by the way, before I get deeply into this Radiant Reset hormone detox, I've got a free guide, which you can get. There'll be a link in the show notes of this episode and also on my website. You can find it if you go there or in my Instagram. And that's a free guide. And that's like a DIY of how to put yourself through a detox kind of program. Now, if you want a little bit more support, well, actually a lot more support, if you want the email support, if you want the recipes, if you want the meal plan, shopping lists, all of those things, then it's just $47 Australian. So that's available for you as well. Or you can just DIY. I've tried to make it as accessible as possible, but you'll see it's a lot that's provided in that $47 program. So anyway, yeah, the reason that I've done it is to help, particularly with perimenopausal women and managing estrogen. So we've already got the estrogen fluctuations that go on when we are in perimenopause. And then on top of that, just our daily life exposes us to chemicals that are xenoestrogens, or even the ones that are not, you know, our body needs to deal with them. For example, and I hate using this example because I know we all love to drink, but alcohol, for example, is a toxin. We all know that. And when you take in alcohol, the body will pretty much stop digesting food and prioritize the detoxification of your alcohol. And that uses vitamin B5, vitamin B6, and zinc. So if you're drinking a lot, you can become depleted in those nutrients if you're not replacing them. And there are also many, many other sources of toxins. Think nail polish is one. Nail polish remover is another one. If you have tinned food, then the plastic lining is often not BPA free. You can buy tinned foods that have BPA free lining. But yeah, we know that plastics. Oh, here's another classic. Oh my gosh, I saw this the other day in my Jamie Oliver cookbook. He was talking about poaching eggs, and he said, oh, a really easy way is to get out, you know, your cling wrap and crack the egg into it, twist it all up, and throw that in the boiling water. My God, I can't even imagine the toxins that are going to be released, and particularly those that are xenoestrogens are going to be released, and then you're eating them. And this is a real thing. This used to be, I think, and I certainly thought when I was more in that conventional medicine that I thought it was just a bit of a woo thing, but it's really not. There's heaps and heaps of research that supports what I'm saying to you today, and it is a big deal. These xenoestrogens are man-made chemicals, and there's more and more that are getting kind of created and released all of the time. The thing is, they do tend to accumulate in body fat, because when the body isn't quite sure what to do with toxins, and I say this to the women in my Glow Protocol program all of the time, that often because many of them are going through weight loss with the program, that they're going to be releasing toxins, because the body stores toxins in our fat tissue because our fat tissue is more stable. And often, of course, where do women have a lot of fat tissue? In our breasts. And so that can cause things like fibrocystic breasts. It can cause breast pain sometimes. They often are good symptoms that you may need to do a detox to help with that. We know from research that women, or anyone actually, sorry, that's going through weight loss, will, when they do blood tests on people, they see the levels of toxins in the blood, like heavy metals and things like that, increase when people are going through weight loss. So that is fact. And so liver support to help get those toxins out of the body and making sure the other detox pathways are also working really well so that we can get those toxins out as quickly as possible are gold. And other kinds of symptoms, I guess, that can tell you that maybe it's a good time to support your body with some detox is if you've got really low energy that's kind of unusual for you, that's persisting. If you've got mood swings, if your PMS, if you still get your cycle, is really getting, ramping up, let's say. Getting a lot of irritability. If your periods are like painful, heavy, or irregular, and again, a lot of these signs are signs of perimenopause as well. I mentioned breast tenderness, bloating can be there. Oh, skin, rashes, acne, that kind of thing can, because our skin is an organ of detox, that could be helped with supporting liver with detox. A protocol. If you've got weight gain, low libido, if you've got hot flushes and night sweats, because of course a lot of these are signs of that imbalanced estrogen. If you've got joint pain, muscle aches, these can all be because of hormones not being in balance, and detox can really help. So let me think if there's anything else I want to talk about that. So I have made some notes today so I don't get too far off track because it is such a big topic. I guess the only other thing I wanted to mention is that one of the other signs, and I don't talk a lot about HRT or MHT as it's now known, menopausal hormone therapy. I don't like to talk about it because it's beyond my scope of practice. That doesn't mean that I'm against it by any means. And I have many women that come and work with me that are on MHT, and that is fantastic. If it helps them, then I think everyone should do the things that help them. But if you find you've gone on MHT and you've not really responded as expected, then it's possible that maybe doing some liver support may help with the effectiveness of it. Before I go any further, I did want to just mention some contraindications to supporting, I guess, a detox process. If you're unwell, I would never recommend anyone do a detox process if you actually like have a cold or a flu, or, if you're sick, if you've got any other kind of chronic illness, you'd be very careful. And really, I would recommend doing more of a supervised detox if you have a chronic illness. If you have an acute illness, then just wait till it's done. And then you're free to go ahead. If you're pregnant, obviously not. We don't like to do anything that's really going to mess with hormones in pregnancy. And if you're breastfeeding, we definitely don't want to do detox because it will come through the breast milk, the toxins. So yet another pathway of detoxification. So yeah, we definitely don't do it for those three particular conditions. So breastfeeding, not that that's a condition, but you know what I mean? Breastfeeding, illness, and pregnancy. So let's talk a little bit about what actually is involved, because you don't have to go and buy, firstly, you don't have to starve yourself. You don't have to do a juice fast. You don't have to go and buy special supplements, although occasionally I will recommend supplements depending on what's going on for the individual. It can be helpful sometimes to just get a little boost of particular nutrients that will support detoxification through the liver, especially. But the main things that we want to do, it's actually very simple. It's very, very simple. The main things we want to do is support the liver through dietary intake of the nutrients that the liver uses to perform detoxification. So, and a lot of that comes from vegetables, and things like cruciferous veggies are really important. So things like broccoli is a big one, Brussels sprouts if you like them, kale, cabbage, cauliflower, garlic, onions, all of those types of foods are going to really provide good sulfur, which your liver loves for detoxification. So lots of greens, essentially. Beetroot's also very good for the liver if you're not on kind of a low sugar kind of diet, like if you're diabetic or something like that, then you just be a little bit mindful with beetroot. And also antioxidant foods. So your brightly colored berries or dark colored berries are fantastic, or fruits in general, I should say. That's really important as well. Healthy fats, olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, those sort of things. Lots of water. Lots of water. You know, I'm always banging on about hydration if you're a regular listener, and you're wanting to get at least 35 mils per kilo of body weight of water into your body. So if you weigh 100 kilos, that's 3.5 liters. Max that out at around 4 liters. Please don't recommend really going over 4 liters. Obviously, it depends on your body size, but generally speaking, we like to cap it out at 4 liters. And if you're doing a lot of physical work, you may wish to add a little bit of Himalayan salt or sea salt to the water just to replace your electrolytes. And yet, making sure that with your foods that they are fresh, whole foods. So ditching packaged foods, even if you think they look healthy, I'm telling you now, the majority of packaged foods are really not. Obviously, if you're buying things like if you're buying your nuts and seeds and things from the supermarket, they're in packages. And as long as they're raw, they're fine. If they are roasted, I'd probably say in that point where you're doing detox, I would roast your own so that you can control the temperature and the oil. Definitely don't use the salted ones. In fact, I would say never use the salted ones, because you probably don't know this, but when you're buying salted nuts, you're getting the nut, and have a look at your ingredients list. You'll get the nut, then they'll usually put on like canola oil on the nuts to get the salt to stick to it. So if you like salted nuts and you're not on a salt restriction, then throw the nuts in a bowl, chuck some salt over the top, a good quality salt, and that's it. And you're done, you know? I think I'm getting a little bit off track, but yes, the majority of your foods need to be whole foods, fresh fruits, veggies, quality proteins, that sort of thing are ideal. And avoiding things like, alcohol, obviously, sugar, obviously, inflammatory fats. So things like canola oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil. You build hormones from fat. So if you want awesome hormones, you really don't want to be eating those inflammatory types of fats, because these drive hormones and your immune system actually wild. So you just need to cut them out, and in fact, don't bring them back in. And staying away from, as I mentioned before, any of those xenoestrogens. So if you're buying tinned food, stay away from BPA or plastic lined tins wherever possible. Exercise is another really important part of detox, if you can. If your body allows for that, then movement is fantastic, obviously, because when we move, that's how our lymphatic system actually works, is through the muscles, the way that they press in on the lymphatic channels and move the fluid back towards the heart. Now, obviously, you can use dry body brushing, which is another beautiful thing, a lovely self-care thing to do, and you can do it pretty quickly as well. You don't need to spend a lot of time dry body brushing, but that's another way to really help move that lymphatic flow so that the toxins are coming back towards the center of the body so that they can be then detoxified by the liver and exit the body. All right. There's a whole bunch of other things I can include in this, but as you know, I like to keep my podcasts fairly tight, even though I like to go off on tangents as well. But yeah, I think that's probably the main things of it. It's eating healthy. Maybe allow yourself a couple of weeks. I generally, if I'm going to do this sort of thing, I will do 2 weeks where the, and I'll often try and get off coffee as well. Coffee is actually very good for the liver. But I like to try and get everything out of my system that is stimulating and that I feel like if I've got a bit of a dependence on it, like I do with coffee, then I'll try and get rid of that as well. And believe me, when you get rid of these toxins, you will notice your teeth will be whiter, and that's probably from cutting the coffee and the red wine. But the whites of the eyes get whiter. It's really quite extraordinary. You can really physically see the difference in your skin, in your eyes, your teeth, and there'll probably be other aspects of health, definitely energy. You'll notice a difference. Obviously, the first few days, sometimes you can get detox symptoms, and they can be anything from nausea, dizziness. Some people get hot and cold feelings in the body, almost like they're getting a flu or having a fever. Sometimes there can be diarrhea, all of those sort of things. There can be kind of weird, even body pain. And they will pass. Just try and keep drinking as much water as you can to try and get those toxins out of your body. Sometimes those symptoms are caused by candida die-off. We all have candida in our bodies, but some of us have a candida overgrowth where there is an imbalance in the microbes in our system. And when you cut sugar, the candida dies off. And when those microbes die, they release the contents of their cells, and that causes you to feel a bit unwell. So that's part of it. Also, we just start releasing toxins because the body's got the nutrients to deal with it. On top of that, it is nice if you can do maybe a little bit of other type of self-care just to make yourself feel good. Some people like to sauna. That's fantastic. Some people like to do a bit of journaling or massage, of course, is awesome for detox. And I think I'm going to leave it there. So if you want some support with detox, sign up and get my free guide. It's awesome. And then, yeah, you may wish to upgrade to the $47 program. By the way, I used to sell that program for $247. That's $247. And I've just decided to make it more available because it's pretty easy for me to deliver. So I've just decided to have it at this price at the moment. It may go back up. I'm just deciding what to do about that. But yeah, get in now while you can. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear any questions that you have. I'll be back on Thursday with Q&A. Have a beautiful week, and I will be back soon. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, please make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts or the follow button if you're on Spotify so that you can get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, and who doesn't, then head over to susiegarden.com and grab my 8 essential age-defying secrets every woman over 40 should know right now. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.